time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Okay, people, it's Pastor Adam. I'm back. Another devotional. Barely made it this week. Just want to take you back a little bit. When I moved to South Carolina from the Chicagoland area, it was a big temperature difference because I moved here in the summer, hot, right? So that first summer, pretty rough, right? I was like, man, it is hot down here. But then as the years go by, I feel like my blood is thinned. I've acclimated to the environment. I actually love the heat now. So in the summer, you're not going to hear me complain if I'm out doing stuff or whatever, like heat. Even this year, my wife still complains about it being hot when it hasn't even really been as hot as it's going to be. And I'm like, I don't feel like it's hot at all. Right now. And there's always been this argument, would you rather be hot? Would you rather be cold? And I've always been on the I'd rather be hot type of thing, right? Well, I have to add a caveat to this. I would rather be hot still in the daytime. But when it comes to nighttime and sleeping, cold, like it has to be. I like cold room to go to sleep in to begin with. But let me just tell you, my AC has been out. It's been on the fritz. We'll say that because some days it works, some days it doesn't. And the days that it does not at night, it is pure misery. It's like the worst. I can't stand it. Now, luckily, we've had some friends that have loaned us some air conditioner units, some window air, and that has saved the day, right? But the few nights that I was laying in bed in the heat, when the humidity, misery. And I would say it's not like it's 100 degrees in there, because it's going to get way hotter here for sure. So luckily we're going to get this fixed before. Well, hopefully, because I mean, this has been dragging on for a week. But when I'm laying in bed trying to get comfortable, my mind just goes to all different sorts of things. Like, for instance, I just think of random stuff like the movie Top Gun. If you watch that again, every single person in every scene is sweating profusely. They're like on fire. And I was like, I'm in that movie right now. What? How come they weren't complaining about the heat? It's the same with like The Walking Dead, that whole series. It happened in the South, right? That we follow in Rick and all that. They're in the South and it's hot here and they don't ever complain about the heat. I'm like, come on. And also goes to show that if the grid goes down and there's no electricity and I'm cooked. Like, I don't know how we're going to have to move up to Canada where it's cold, because at least then I'll have some sort of peace. I'll be miserable during the day, but at night, at least I'll be able to sleep. I don't know. It's a weird thing. And there's just no way to really cool down other than that sweet feeling of air conditioning, right? You get in the shower. I take cool showers as it is, but I have it all the way cold in the shower to cool off, and it's not cold enough. I want ice cubes to pummel me as it comes out. That's how hot I was and uncomfortable. And it's just, it's not great. Like you see the flaws in your life. And I'm like, I guess I know what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego felt like right now. I'm laying in bed. So here we are. I'm in the furnace. So that's why today's devotional, I'm going to talk about, the whole theme is going to be God uses discomfort to shape us, strengthen us, you know, to draw us closer to him. And feeling the heat, literally, you know, without the air conditioner, we're going to use that as a picture of spiritual discomfort. And I feel like this devotional is probably just for me, but if you get something out of it, that's great. So number one, the discomfort exposes our need. So I'm going to back up all these points with scripture, right? 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. When you're sitting in a stifling room without air conditioning, every part of you longs for relief. I can't tell you how many times, just those few nights, I'm laying in bed thinking, how can I get cooler? Maybe I should go sit. Maybe I should take everything out of the freezer and just try to fit my body in there for a little while. I'm looking up on YouTube how to make a DIY air conditioner out of a cooler. But then I come to realize that it only drops the temperature like 3 to 5 degrees, and that's not good enough. But then after about an hour, you're like, those 3 to 5 degrees sure would be nice right now. But, this is all at like 2 in the morning. But in those times, you suddenly realize how much you need cool air, something you usually take for granted. In the same way, discomfort in life, you know, whether that be emotional, spiritual, or physical, can that often strips away your illusion of the self-sufficiency. Paul wrote that he delighted in his weaknesses and hardships because they drove him to depend on God's grace. And just like heat makes us seek shade or a fan, spiritual or physical, you know, weakness can deepen our need for him. It gets exposed for us, and we can push towards being in the presence of God. So then I ask myself, I'll ask you to ask, what discomfort in your life is God showing you the need for God and for God's strength and grace? That's something we got to take a look at. Number two, discomfort builds endurance. Romans 5:3, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Now, being stuck in a hot house for a few hours or days can feel unbearable. But you do survive. I survived. Still ongoing. The situation hasn't been fixed, but I'm surviving. Clearly, I'm being dramatic. I know. But it also can remind us how resilient we actually are. I mean, in those times, you drink more water, you slow down, you adapt. In our spiritual lives, God uses trials to build endurance. You don't grow strong in perfect comfort. Like an athlete training in less than ideal conditions, Christians are shaped in the heat of life's difficulties. That struggle creates spiritual stamina and maturity. Now, getting endurance in anything usually is a little rough. And so, like, that's a hard scripture. Like, our suffering produces perseverance, because it's like, man, I know I'm going to have to go through some stuff with that. But here's another question. How has a challenge in your life made you spiritually stronger? Think about that. Have you gained, you know, endurance and perseverance through that? Probably. I would hope so. Number three, discomfort reveals what's really inside. Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. Now, few things test your patience like oppressive heat. Especially when there's no relief in sight. You know, you're laying in bed, 3 in the morning, sweating, not being able to sleep. You're getting grumpy. It's easy to be real nice when you're comfortable. But when you're sweating, when you're irritable and tired, what comes out? I can tell you, my thoughts weren't the greatest. I was getting angry at different people. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you'd have caught me some of these mornings the day after, we'd have had some trouble. Good. Luckily, here at the church, I'm by myself most of the day, you know, like doing my own thing. I'll run into people here and there, but I have time to get over myself, you know. Jesus said what comes out of our mouths reveals that what's already in our hearts. Discomfort doesn't create it. It exposes it. That moment of, you know, snapping at people, family members or coworkers or whatever else, or complaining nonstop in the heat, shows the heart in need of grace and transformation. And where do we get that? We get that from God. We have to go to him with that and realize what we're actually, you know, like I said, the discomfort isn't creating the sin, it exposes it. So then we got to be like, okay, if I'm acting this way, what's in my heart right now? So when you're in discomfort, whether it be heat or whatever, how does your heart react to that? That's another good question. Something we should focus in on. Number four, discomfort points to a greater hope. Hebrews 13:14. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. So when you're sweating and sticky, it's natural to start dreaming about, you know, cooler places, air-conditioned rooms, a cold shower, a better environment. Discomfort makes you long for something better. I know that. I've been dealing with that. This world is full of moments that make us yearn for something more, something permanent. Our discomfort reminds us that life, it isn't all here that there is here. Heaven, eternal life with God, promises a place where every tear is wiped away and the heat of suffering is no more. That's Revelations 21. So, when you're in discomfort like this, is it stirring your longing for heaven? It has for me. I'm like, man, it's going to be a day where I don't have to deal with this anymore. I can't wait. It's going to be good stuff. This has been a weird one. I'm still dealing with the AC issue and all that, but I thought I would share that with you today. Short Devo today, which I think some people will like, because they're like, man, you get a little long-winded. Go on some rants than I could do without, but that's just, I think that's part of the reason, that's part of my charm, right? Maybe. I don't know. So you have a good one. See you next Wednesday.